We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning the top line of Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We had so far two pshatim in Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, behektish that you makadesh isha with hektish bemezid, the halacha is a good Kedushin. Beshegek is not a good Kedushin. So it made it a good Kedushin, why? Because it goes lechulin, and then she got chulin, therefore it's a Kedushin. Beshegek, there's two pshatim in the Gemara. We have a four, Rav Yechanan said, that Beshegel like Kiddush because it's not Meschalel, because he doesn't want it, he doesn't know that it's Hekdash, therefore he would not want it to go Lechulin, and therefore the Halach is, it does not go Lechulin. Masha'en came raveled that Beshegel goes Lechulin, like a lot of Gemara's the Mashmai goes Lechulin. But the reason why here, it's Kedushin, it's not a Kedushin, really here it's not a Kedushin, it's only a big day Kahuna which don't go out Lechulin. Now this Gemara here, Rav Ula Meshmeid Rapada says like the first pshat. Oma Ula Meshmeid Rapada, Oma Rav Meir, Hektish b'mezid meschal. Hektish, if you use it b'mezid, then it's meschal. And b'shoigeg, ain't meschal. The Torah says they need a carbon be'ila. And we know the carbon be'ila is by a shoigeg. So he says that we're going to get a carbon be'ila. If you use it b'shoigeg, even if it's not meschal, you still bring a carbon. Le'omru b'shoigeg meschal, only need a carbon b'vad. Only got to be a carbon. Freit the Gemara. Carbon by mechayev. If it's not meschal, why would we have a carbon? Why is that called meila? Elki also Ravim Paros Shmei Barpad. Oymer Rameya Hekdesh Rameiz Meschal. B'shoygeg, it's not meschal. In meschal. Le'omru b'shoygeg meschal. In yachila bavad. Only if you eat it. If you eat it, so then that b'shoygeg, then you destroyed it. That's called meila. That's where you have the carbon. That's called a chilul because you ate it. And Rashi mentions it before. That the same idea, that fear of Meir, if you hold up a shaygig ain't mischal, so what's the case of chayav carbon meila? It's the case where you ate it. And Rashi over here, and Tosafot will speak out, lav dafka eating. Who had linzog Rashi, lad lokas haner, lechol hano, avo yitzoh amoyes hektish, if you use the money for something, ain't behem meila. The nafki mishus hektish, doesn't leave mishus hektish. Tosafot speak out the same thing, the maskol amru, it says, hod nokar achil lav dafka, duho adin, ahoy yashem and the hektish, vahitlik boyes haner, the maal, shere kilo oisimelim, destroyed it from this world. He asked, and what's pshat in the Gemara Aleph that says Moyalin b'taklin chadatin? There's meilo that the chayra there. How is the meilo? Doesn't go lechulin. So he says, his answer is there. You used it as a weight, so you net him a guf hashkolim. It's like a chila, and it's not. That's more like a chila. It's not where you use it. Where you might see it lechulin. Akaponim. So Ula was very popular. Says the same shalak of Yechanan. The pshat in Rav Meir is that hekdesh b'meizim meschal. Therefore, it's good kedushin. Beschoygeim is chal, therefore it's not a good kedushin. Omer of Nachman, Omer of Adaba Ahava, halacha k'rameya b'meiser, hoyel b'shosom tanan k'vasei, halacha Rav Yehuda b'hektish. What's Rav Meir of Meiser? It says that the Mekadosh Yisrael Meiser Sheni, according to Rav Meir, Sai b'shoygeim, Sai meiser is not a good kedushin. Why is it not a good kedushin? Because you owe mamon gevaya, you don't own it. And we pass Rav Meir in that case. Rav Yehuda by hektish, which means that b'shoigeg it is a good kedushin, it goes to chulin, and b'mezid does not go to chulin. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the opposite. That b'shoigeg, since there's a parsha of karmi, it goes to chulin. B'mezid, you have no koyach to be mischal the hekdesh, and therefore it's not a good kedushin. That's the means of Hilchot Yehuda b'hekdesh that dafka works dafka b'shoigeg and not b'mezid. The opposite of Ramei. So you pass the Ramei of a meiser sheni who has some time with this. This is with foreign stamish like him. Since there's a stam tana kavaseh, what is a stam mishnah? The time went to the mishnah. This mishnah is brought down twice in Shas, once in Maisa Sheni, and also in Idyas. It's brought down twice, or maybe even three times. So my, it's not kerem ravai beisham ha'imin lechay mishin labir beisel ha'imin yeshla. What's kerem ravai? Kerem ravai is a tree. You plant a tree. The first 3 years it's arlo, it's also bahano. You can't use it at all. The fourth year you could take the peris of that tree and bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat it. So we know by ma'aser sheni, which is a similar idea. Ma'aser sheni is a 10% they take off. Then the halacha is you could be paid to that and transfer it onto money. But the halacha is you have to do a chaymish. Another halacha of ma'aser sheni is beer, which means after 3 years, you have to say a vidu and say, I took care of all the meiser and I got rid of all the meiser for the year. Make sure you do accounting and make sure you got rid of all your meiser. And you brought up to Yerushalayim. So what about Kerem Ravai? You have the same halacha? Kerem Ravai, Visham Reim, Ein Loi Chaimish. If you paid it, you don't have to use a Chaimish, you have to add a Chaimish. But Ein Loi Beer. And there's no din, beer, there's no din that you have to get rid of it at the end of a certain time, which means Bashana Ashlishis, there's no din of beer there. Mashenka Basila says, Yeshloy, there is a din chaimish and a din beer by Karim and Vai. We'll see why. Another halacha, Bashamirim Yeshloy Peret Yisraelis. There's a halacha of peret. When you have a tree and something falls off while I'm harvesting the tree, the halacha is not just a mimalakate, you leave it for the aniyim. Oilelois are certain grapes that are pretty schwach, pretty weak, and doesn't have it, the cluster, only has a cluster from one side, doesn't have like shoulders, it doesn't have clusters above, you know, hanging on other clusters. It's a pretty sparse branch. That's called oilelois. Those things you leave for the aniyim. Peret and oilelois for aniyim. Now, what about the Karim Ravai? Does Karim Ravai have a din of mum and gavaya, and therefore does not have a din of matnas aniyim, or it's like mom and head, and it has the matnas aniyim. So beishami erim yeshlei parak yeshlei olos. The karam ravai has the parak and olos. Beisilo erim kulei legas. Everything goes to the press, and I bring the wine up to Yerushalayim, and I drink it with my yontav sudas in Yerushalayim. Sakaponim, we have here machloikis in the Mishnah beishami and beisilo. If karam ravai has a din like ma'is yosheni, so my time with the beisilo. What's pshat beisilo? Gamri kodesh kodesh. It says by Karim Ravai, which is the fourth year of the tree, it says Ashana Haravias Yah Kol Pir Kayash Shailul Mashem. And it says by Maisa Shainim Khol Masa Aurat Mizera Aurat Priates Lashem Hu Kaidish Lashem. And we darshan Kaidish Kaidish Maisa, Ma Maisa Yashai Khaimish, Xerishava, Ma Maisa has Khaimish Yashai Beer as then beer of Karim Ravai, Yeshle Khaimish, Vyeshle Beer. Same thing, it has then beer and it has then Khaimish. Well, Beisham Reiloi Gamri Kodesh Kodesh. He does not learn a Kodesh Kodesh Ma'aseh. He does not learn this Gzeiras Shavah. Well, Beisilo Leimrim Kemaiser. He holds the Kemaiser. Kaman Svirlo. Whose Ma'aseh is it like? Like Rav Yehuda or Rav Meir? Iker Rav Yehuda Amai Kulagas. He holds that the Gzeiras Shavah is to Ma'aseh Sheni. We hold like Rav Yehuda. It's Mom and Hedyet. So why isn't there a din of Matnas Aniyim, a Parat and Oilers? Why is it Kulagas? Ha'imeh Ma'aseh Mom and Hedyet. Rav Yehuda holds Ma'aseh Hedyet. Elolav must be Yehozakrav Meir. And so you see clearly the Beis Hillel Yehozakrav Meir is Mam and Gavaya, because you see it passes you from the Matnas Aniyim. And we know that Beis Hillel, if Beishamik to Beis Hillel is like a Stam Mishnah, like Rashi is Lavkrav Meir, Beis Hillel is a Stam Mishnah, is like Rashi, Chashalud, Aloch Kamaisim. It's like a Stam Mishnah. So here we have a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, that Maisa Sheni is Mam and Gavaya. Now what's the right Rav Yehuda Behekdesh? Remember, Yehuda says that B'shoigeg goes to Chul and therefore it's a Kedushin, but B'meizit it's not a Kedushin. So Rav Yehuda Behekdesh Ma, he's a talent in the Mishnah. Shilach B'yal B'keach V'nizkar. Now, the beginning of the Mishnah, Rashi points out, goes like this, that if a Gizbar sends money in the hand of a Cheiri Shoit of a Katan, who are not a Bendas, and they bought something for the Gizbar in the grocery store, the Gizbar is Ma'al. But if they didn't do their shlichus, then he's not ma'al. But if he sent the b'yad b'keach, and what happens? Shiach b'yad b'keach, sent the udath b'keach, v'nizkar ashla yigiyat z'chevni. And he himself remembered that, oh, it's hektish. But it's too late. He didn't have cell phones. He couldn't stop the guy. And the guy went ahead, and he bought it from the chevni. Chevni ma'al l'kashiyotzi. The chevni is ma'al when he used it. And Rashi speaks out, the case was here, that both the shliach and the gizbar remembered, but it was too, and they still did it. The chevni did not know. The halacha is that since the chevni is a shaygeg, therefore he is chayv meilus. You see clearly, b'shaygeg mischal, meizirei mischal. It was the first mishnah. It's not mishnah like Rav Yehuda. Now Tosfos points out why don't we bring a raya from the reish. So it says shiach biad cheir shet v'katan also shechus a gizba mal. So what do you see? You see that it's, even though it's a shaygeg, you're still chayv karba meilu. He didn't know. So Taisa says, but you want to see the contrast. The maize does not work, and Shaygeg does work. You see the Mamash thought from here that if he remembers, he is not Maal, and the Chavdi is Maal. So you see this chilek between Mezid and Shaygeg. Zok to Gemara. So Akpon, that's what we're passing like Rab Meir when it comes to Maisa Sheni, and it comes to Hektish. Right to Gemara, Rab Yehuda, Maisa Bilay Tanan. Don't we have a riot to Rab Yehuda by Maisa Sheni? But tonight we're into the Mishnah. If someone is paid his own ma'aseh sheni, he adds on a chaimish when he's paid it. For example, it's $100 worth of payers, he's transferring it to $100. He has to transfer it to $120. He has to add a fifth. Beimish loy, that's a shayla. It's megav, mabara, I don't remember what it is. Either 120 or 125. I can put a ma'aseh lov chamishasai. Beimish loy, beinshit lematana. Say if it's his own ma'aseh sheni that he grew, and say was given to him as a present. So, Freit the Gemara, man, Ilim Rav Meir here, me must the other matana. He can't give away a matana when it's Bahama Mama Gavayo. It belongs to Mama Gavayo, you can't give it as a matana. It belongs to Gavayo, you have no right to give it to matana. El Arav Yehudi, see Mistam Mishnah, says the Chayach to give Maisa Shani matana. So the law, you love Rameyer. Welcome my skin, I'm going to Yavre Labor Tivlo. You gave it before you took off Maisa Shani. Because Sava Matana Shloy Humu, Kamish Loy Mudamian. And they hold that before you take off the Maisa Shani, it's not like it's considered that in this tefillah is mixed up Maisa Shani. It's not considered, it's considered tevel. And when you take off Maisa Shani, it gets a shame, Mom and Gavaya. Therefore, you give a present because it didn't become Mom and Gavaya. And I guess the chiddush is that you chayiv a chaymish, if you grew it yourself, or if you got it for a present, b'shas tevel, still you have to add a chaymish because you're the one who made it into Maisa Shani. So, another similar kasha and tarot, Toshima. We have a four, the din of the fourth year when it comes to a tree. By the fourth year, you have to bring up to Yerushalayim. So Karam Ravai is by a vineyard, and Netter Ravai is by a different type of other trees that have a din arla. Also, you have to bring it up in the fourth year, you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. And like we said before, according to Beis Hillel, according to everyone, Shaykh Pitin, Shaykh Ad HaChemish, according to Beis Hillel, you even have to add a chemish because it's the same din as Meiser Sheni. So it says, Apoydin Netter Ravai, Shloy Moisil of Chamisha, Say Bain Mishaloi, Say if it's his own, it grew in his own field, Bain Shitla Matana, Say Yerit Matana, Namani, Ilim Ramey, if it's Rameyer, Mimas Yavle, how could you give a present, these pairs of Ravai, as a present, Vahal Gamri, Kaidish Kaidish, we might say, Luna Kaidish Meiser, and if Meiser Sheni is Mamma Gavaya, there's also Mamma Gavaya. So Chayra, how could you give a present? Allah Rav Yehuda sees Rav Yehuda. So Stam Mishlag Rav Yehuda holds that's mum and head yet. No, Loilam, no. Loilam Rameyer, going to Rameyer. Ah, you had a kasha, Lachayra. What's going on? He had to give Matana. He was given the present when it was still very small, when it didn't have a din of a grape yet. It was a very small grape. So therefore, it's not called a peri. It doesn't have shame revai. And that's why he gave him Matana. It doesn't have the mum and gavai. It doesn't have shame revai. The loy, Kerab Yasi, the Omar, that he said in Sephas Arla, a smadar, which means a small fruit that grows in a tree that's still Arla, but it's a very small fruit. Also, Peri, it's also because it's a Peri, because it's already Chal, the Shem Revai, the Shem Arla, Shem Revai on this smadar. And therefore, the halach is that this is a Peri. But our Tana holds not like Rav Yasi, holds not called a Peri. And that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Nilo Matana, it's a good present, and he could take off, and he's chayiv to take off a chaymish when he is paidit. Zokti Gemara. So some Rishonim asked that you could have zet stein that the peiri was even less than a smadar over here. That was the case. It was given as a present, even less than a smadar, because then the kuli alma doesn't have a shame revai. So the Rashba answers that. We want to say that the loch is not like Rav Yasi. That's what we were trying to say. The loch is not like Rav Yasi. That's why Gemara is trying to make this point that we don't hold like Rav Yasi, who holds the smother. Rashi is mashmak the Rashi is komashon the chos manchu smother yochlo lizit matana she ain't shame revayalo with loik Rav Yasi that was ever arlo smother arlo also breishu peiris. That's what Gemara wants to answer this way. Gemara holds we don't pass the Rav Yasi. Let's read another kasha on the psak of Rav Nachman that paskins like Rav Meir by Ma'aseh Sheni and Mamon Gavaya. Toshima, there's a Mishnah, another Mishnah, when asked another Stam Mishnah like Rav Yehuda, Ma'aseh Sheni. The Mishnah says like this: Moshach himenu Ma'aseh. He bought Ma'aseh Sheni from his friend, Pesela. He bought it for a seller. And he did Mashiach already. But his pick of Taisa, he didn't have a chance to be paid to pay the money for the Ma'aseh Sheni. Until it went up to 2 shlam. So he made a Mashiach. He locked in the price, but he didn't pay for it yet. The halacha is, Noisein Sela Umistaka Sela. He gives a Sela to the Meicher, and he gains a Sela. Why? Because Lemaisi made a Mashiach. Maisi Shein Shloim, the Maisi Shein is his. He can bring up the Shloim, and no problem, it's his, and it's a good transfer. It's a good transfer from here to here. Akaponim, he gains over here. This is what he gains over here. Because he hold the Mashiach is enough over here, even though we said maybe it's Mamon, a Mamon Gavaya, but it sounds like, no, Mamon had it, we'll see in a second why, but Mashiach will work. Now, about the Neru learns over here that it wasn't Stam a sale, it was actually a pidyon, that the Maaseh Sheni Kedusha landed up on the money, and here he landed up with Peiros Chul. But like upon him, in any case, it's thought of as Maisis Sheni Peris, and we see over here that the Mashiach works and you lack in the price, and then you gain, you don't have to pay the two Sela, even though it's really being a pidyon. So where is this money? Who's this like? Ilim Rameyev, it's like a Meyev holds Mom and Gavoya. Amai Mistaka Vesela, why is it gain a Sela? It says by Hekdish, and also as a Kesav, a Kamla, a Marachmano, it says in the Pasuk, has to be Dafin Kinyan Kesav. It's not really a Lashon HaPasuk, but also in the Kesav Kamla, the Pasuk says, V'yosav Chamishis Kesav Ekcha Allah, V'kamla, yes, Lashon HaPasuk. And learn from there, the only way to make Kinyan from Hekdish is only with Kesav. Shtar and Chazaka do not work, or Mashiachah does not work by Hekdish, you need Dafka Kesav. So like upon him, so here, has Mashiachah worked to say I only have to give one Sela? What do you mean? I didn't give the Kesav yet. So Elolav, the Moshev, is going to Rabbi Huda, holds Mom and Hedya, that's Mashiachah works. And the Moshev says, you're right. It is. It's a Raya. This Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Huda. That's Mom and Hedya. So tomorrow, you're right. Little Rabbi Huda. Here's only one Stam Mishnah. But here, Vahacha, but by the case of Karim Ravai, Trey Stami, there's two Stam Mishnahs, because there's two places, in Seder Zrom and in Idias. Like we said, in Zrom might be two places. It might be in Mesechus Peya, and it is. Mesechus Mesechus Sheni and Mesechus Peya. But I guess it's only said one Stam. And one stam is actually this. There's two stamma. That's why you pass in the grand mayor of Yehuda because there's two stam mishnas. Right tomorrow, be stamma, dafka, if there's something called a stam mishnah, malach chastam, malach chesam, what's the time of stam? One stam, two stam mishnas, what's going on here? It's still no way you can pass in one way or the other one. They're both stam. So tomorrow, I'll tell you why you're passing the grand mayor. Omar Nachem Yitzchak, halach grand mayor, you know why? Hoyle betram, because it says in the Masechta Idias. Masechta Idias is the Masechta, that's a mufchar shibim Masechtas, and that we always, when it comes to halach lamaisa, we're so much on that Masechta because it's Eidus of Hayra'os, of Psak Halacha from Gedele Chachamim, and therefore we always paskin that way. Like Rashi says, Masechta is called Bechirasal, she's called the Re'em Eidu Pe'a Gedele Malacha Kamaisim, Halacha like that, and that is why we paskin like Rameir, because it's a Masechta's Idias.